Unit 4. Parents and Children. Parents' love is like a circle. It has no beginning and no ending. Anonymous. Reading actively. Reading, thinking, and analyzing. The Giving Tree. A long time ago, there was a huge apple tree. A little boy loved to come and play around it every day. He climbed to the top of the tree, ate the apples, took a nap in the shade. He loved the tree, and the tree loved to play with him. As time went by, the little boy grew up and no longer played around the tree every day. One day, the boy came back to the tree. "Come and play with me," the tree said to the boy. "I am no longer a kid." "I don't play around trees anymore," the boy replied. "I want toys. I need money to buy them." "Sorry, I don't have money. But you can pick all my apples and sell them, so you will have money." The boy was so excited. He picked all the apples on the tree and left happily. For a long time, the boy did not come back. The tree was sad. One day, the boy returned, and the tree was so excited. "Come and play with me," the tree said. "I don't have time to play. I have to work for my family. We need a house for shelter. Can you help me?" "Sorry, I don't have a house, but you can chop off my branches to build your house." So the boy cut all the branches off the tree and left happily. The tree was glad to see him happy, but again, the boy did not come back for a long time. The tree was again lonely and sad. One hot summer day, the boy returned, and the tree was delighted. "Come and play with me," the tree said. "I am sad and getting old. I want to go sailing to relax. Can you give me a boat?" "Use my trunk to build your boat. You can sail far away and be happy." So the boy cut down the tree trunk to make a boat. He went sailing and did not show up again for a long time. Finally, the boy returned after being away for so many years. "Sorry, my boy, but I don't have anything for you anymore." "No more apples for you," the tree said. "I don't have teeth to bite," the boy replied. "No more trunk for you to climb on." "I am too old for that now," the boy said. "I really can't give you anything. All that's left are my dying roots," the tree said with tears. "I don't need much now, just a place to rest. I am tired after all these years," the boy replied. "Good, my stump is the best place to lean on and have a rest. Come and sit down with me and rest." The boy sat down, and the tree was glad and smiled with tears. This is everyone's story. The tree is our parents. When we are young, we love to play with mom and dad. When we grow up, we leave them. Then we only come to them when we need something or when we are in trouble. No matter what happens, parents will always be there and do everything they can to make us happy. You may think the boy in the story is cruel to the tree, But that is how most of us treat our parents. Time is too slow for those who wait, too fast for those who fear, too long for those who feel sad, too short for those who feel happy. But for those who love, time is endless.